Hi, this is Wade with Let the Bird Fly, making my fourth attempt to record a Winging It session for this week of episode 9. So far, I've managed to record 3. The first two, the sound was poor enough that we figured we wouldn't use them for now, unless there's some great interest in them by people who recognize the sound isn't great. The first was an episode based off The Stranger by Albert Camus and Authority in American Usage by David Foster Wallace, connecting to how important it is for us as Christians to be able to speak the same language as those around us, both for understanding where they're at and being able to articulate the gospel to them. The second was a review of two books I used in class this semester. The first, The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis. The second was Brand Luther by Andrew Pettigrew. And so if there is interest in hearing those, you can let us know. The sound is not as good, but we could perhaps put them out with some sort of disclaimer. The third one, which may work, I did manage to save an MP3 somehow, but not the Audacity file or the data files, was on Isaiah chapter 55. Softball was rained out today, so I actually got a lot of yard work done, and that kind of led me into a meditation on Isaiah chapter 55. So hopefully that one maybe can be salvaged. That's somewhat yet to be seen, so who knows for sure. I thought maybe what I would do with this Winging It session, number 4, since I'm just testing to see if I can do it, would be to do something I can somewhat do on the fly without too much risk of losing a lot should it not go through, was to talk a little bit about, with it being the Luther year, some Luther biographies or books about Luther that people might benefit from reading. If you don't have any interest in Luther, then I think that's absolutely fine, and this might not be the Winging It session for you. But if you'd like to learn more, or you know a fair amount, and you'd like to dig a little bit deeper, or if you'd like a good introduction, I guess that's what I was hoping to do with this. So if we're starting with someone who just doesn't really know much about Luther and would like to learn a little bit more, just basic biography stuff, maybe a little bit of theology, I think a great place to start is one of two books. The shorter one is Martin Luther, A Life by James A. Nestegen. It's a shorter book, Burke, if I'm remembering. It's maybe about 100 pages or so. The writing is not intimidating at all. It's very accessible. I'd highly recommend it for those who want to get a little bit of background about him. There is maybe a little bit assumed in it, more than in the next book I'm going to give, but I really enjoy it, and I'm thinking of using it in my History of the Reformation course, Reformations, that should be in the fall. The second work I would recommend, I personally have read it a number of times, and I've not read the new revised version of it. I'm looking forward to doing so. I haven't used it in class so far yet because I've just personally read it so many times, I've been putting off reading it again. It's very helpful, extremely accessible. It's laid out in a way that's very easy to follow for those who don't have a lot of background in Luther. But for me, the prose, at least in the older versions, was a little bit of da-da, 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 which some people love. I kind of like a little bit of flowery language. But that is Luther the Reformer, The Story of the Man and His Career, by James M. Kittleson. And then now, I believe it's Fortress has out a revised version with contributions from Hans H. Wiersma. I apologize if I'm saying that name incorrectly. I've not looked at the revision, but it's a very good book for people who want to get a little bit of background on Luther and get a good overview of his life in general with some introduction into his theology. Another one that's come out that could be helpful, I believe it's a translation from the German, a scholar I used a lot of for my dissertation because he's written on the period after Luther's death and on a theologian I've done a lot with, Matthias Flacius Illyricus, but also a city I've done a lot of work with, which is Magdeburg, which was laid under siege not too long after Luther's death in what was called an interim crisis. But I read it and enjoyed it. I think it does assume some background on the reader's, or assume some knowledge on the reader's behalf, but very helpful is Thomas Kaufmann, A Short Life of Martin Luther. It's not a very expensive volume. It's not a very long volume. And so that might be one that you could find helpful as well. I don't think it would be over someone's head, although it might be some things that you'd want to look up, Google, as you're reading along. My personal favorite biography of Luther, and I have used it in my History of Reformations classes before, I find myself going back to it again and again. I think it's just marvelously done in a number of ways, is by Heiko A. Obermann, Luther, Man Between God and the Devil. It's just a fantastic book, but it is going to assume some familiarity with Luther and his thought on behalf of the readers. But lay readers, if you're interested in Luther and you're willing to plug along a little bit, you'll get a lot out of this. Pastors, I really think, Lutheran pastors at least, every pastor should give this book the time of day, and they will benefit greatly from putting the time to read through it. Now, if you really want to, you know, just go nuts with this Luther year here and put a lot of time and effort into things, then I've got the set just for you. And this is a 3-volume set on Luther's life and work by Martin Brecht. It's broken into 3 volumes. The first goes from 1483 to 1521. It's Luther's Road to Reformation. The second, from 1521 to 32, Shaping and Defining the Reformation. And then the third, which is my favorite, but that's because I focus on this time period especially, is The Preservation of the Church, Volume 3, which goes from 1532 to 1546. It's hard to beat Brecht, but it is thorough. And all 3 of these volumes are longer than the other books that I've just recommended. And so it really is going to take some commitment on your part, but I think especially pastors, and especially pastors who like to think themselves as aficionados of history, and pastors who want to really get a big picture view of Luther and the Reformation as a whole, it's really hard to beat Brecht's 3 volumes. As far as another shorter one, it's a little bit outdated, but the prose is great, and I think is still very useful and accessible. Lay people, I would put this right up there with Kittleson and Nestingen for you, would be Here I Stand, A Life of Martin Luther by Roland Baton. Just a fun book to read. Those of you who are readers, you can read this in a day or two or a week easily and make your way through and still retain a lot. Roland Baton was just a wonderful writer and a good scholar of the Reformation. So Here I Stand, A Life of Martin Luther. A book I personally use now in my Luther course, and I think I will use it again because it's gone over well with students, is Martin Luther, Visionary Reformer. A lot of my students have no background with Luther. They come from various church backgrounds. A lot of my students have a lot of background with Luther, and both seem to get something out of it. And so that's Scott Hendricks, once again, Martin Luther, Visionary Reformer. The one weakness is he doesn't take everything chronologically. He does jump about a bit thematically, so it might be helpful to kind of have a timeline of Luther's life handy as you read through it, but not too long of a work. I think a very well-written work, and what I love about it is a very fair work. It shows Luther's rough edges that he could be difficult to work with or get along with sometimes, but also shows his brilliance and his ability to just see deeply into certain issues and then be amazingly productive as he puts stuff out. I think if you want a book, and I did do a winging it on this that we could try to salvage if there's interest. If there's not, that's fine. But my favorite book to have come out with the Luther year, and I think it does something other books don't do, is Brand Luther by Andrew Pettigrew. And what Brand Luther by Andrew Pettigrew does is it's not simply a biography of Luther. It just doesn't walk through his life. But it also looks at what shaped Luther and how Luther shaped things. And the big 3 things it's going to look at is the printing press, how the printing press shaped Luther and how Luther shaped the printing press. His circle of friends, how his circle of friends shaped Luther and how Luther shaped his circle of friends. And then he does the very same thing with the city of Wittenberg. And I just enjoy this so much as someone who's worked a lot with Luther pamphlets, hundreds of Luther pamphlets and hundreds of pamphlets that came out after Luther's death, the pamphlet wars that ensued in Germany. It really helped refine how I looked at Luther's relationship with the printing press. And my students just enjoy, they love the many different angles available in it. People with an interest in business or technology or communications, history, theology, politics, they can all find something in it of interest. And I think it's especially applicable for our own day to consider how Luther seized upon the ways that he could communicate with his audience, both between printing and preaching. And that includes printing in the vernacular in a way that common people could understand, writing his peasant German, not that his German was simplistic, but that the peasant could understand, and including in it woodcuts and having using clear fonts and addressing the importance of the cover. This wasn't all something Luther himself did, but that his friends encouraged as well. Another one I've got questions about, and I've worked my way through somewhat, and I've read other works of hers, as Martin Luther, Renegade and Prophet by Lyndall Roper. I've enjoyed Roper's work in the past so far as its facticity goes. She has a good grasp a lot of times on the events that took place, the data and things of that nature. But sometimes what she's done in works and what she does in this one, I think, a bit is to work herself and our time into her interpretation a bit much. And so Martin Luther, Renegade and Prophet can be a helpful book. There's a lot of research that's gone into it, a lot of good factual things included. But at times it's going to be important to remember, if you are reading it, to step back and recognize, I think, anachronism and unfair lenses or filters used to understand Luther. You know, she'll mention Luther was probably progressive for his time when it came to women, but then we'll use 21st century standards for judging his view of women or things of this nature. And that's just one example that stands out. Of course, Luther was not a feminist. There was no feminism at this time. And of course, Luther said a number of things on a number of topics that Lutherans today would not hold to or support, and in fact would regret, he said. But oftentimes they were, as she will oftentimes admit, not out of line for his times, or maybe even progressive for his times, as unfortunate as they were. So the Roper book can be helpful, but I would not recommend it as a starting point for anyone, I don't think. There's a number of other books that touch upon Luther or Luther's theology as a whole. I think that can be another Winging It session or an episode sometime. But these are just off the top of my head, the Luther biographies that come to mind as being particularly helpful, whether for a lay reader or for a pastor or theologian, as we celebrate here this Luther year. I hope to get in some more, but I think this is kind of a quick go-to that could be helpful. And part of this is seeing if this technology will work with me or work for me this time, or if I do need to throw my computer against the wall and go for a long walk. So as we celebrate the Luther year, and as some of us perhaps dig in a little bit more into Luther scholarship, both biographies and works about his time and his Reformation, I pray that all of us, no matter our interests or what we will be doing in this 500th anniversary of 1517, are able to relax, live freely, and let the bird fly. Don't care what the people are thinking.